Hey, do me a favor. If you enjoy the podcast, and apparently you do, please share it on Facebook and go to the Facebook group, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast, or the Facebook page, Daily Comedy News, and share it. Always trying to get more people to listen. Speaking of Facebook, they're going to change their name. Did you hear this? Stephen Colbert said, but the new name is a closely guarded secret that's not widely known, even among Facebook senior leadership. Well, that's surprising. Facebook has leadership? Just in case they haven't settled on a name yet, at The Late Show, they've come up with a few appropriate names like Pinsurrectionist, TikTok, Aunt Brenda's three-paragraph rantatorium, Best Fun Times America website, and the Washington football team. Love it. Trevor, I'm excited to find out what the new name's going to be. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll go with MySpace. I mean, they took everything else from them. Might as well finish the job. They killed my friend Tom, James Gordon. Here's the crazier part. I don't know if it's been announced yet. The new name for Facebook? Stephen. Gordon again. Facebook is planning to rebrand the company with a new name. This comes as the company continues to expand its services beyond traditional social media. Facebook's aim with the rebrand is to, quote, confuse the bleep out of everybody's parents. Facebook is planning to rebrand the company. They've been plagued with scandals around misinformation, hate groups, selling people's data, but they're like, yeah, we'll change the name. That's the problem. The name, Trevor. First, I don't think the name is really the problem that people have with Facebook. Society is like, yo, you're destroying democracy. And Facebook is like, we hear you. What if we went by Bookface? Second, if you want to change your image, I don't think you should trust Mark Zuckerberg to do that. I mean, if you've seen this man's haircut, it's like he goes to the barber and asks him to give him the colonial child. Do you trust him with your makeover? Yeah, the website will still be Facebook, but the company's going to have a new name. And I don't know if this is a good idea. I mean, Facebook is one of those iconic brands like Hiroshima and Ted Bundy. Do you really want to lose that name recognition? Yahoo did an article about Gutfeld. You know Gutfeld, the late night talk show on Fox, and how great the ratings are doing. They actually offered up a Gutfeld joke. Again, I'm not a professional joke teller. I'm sure Gutfeld told it a lot better. The subject here is Joe Rogan interviewing CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. All right, we've got the setup. Here's the joke. I haven't seen a doctor get that traumatized since my last prostate exam. That's a hack bleeping joke, Mr. Gutfeld. That is terrible. I'm still fired up from yesterday's episode, the top comedy shows of the 21st century. Did you see this list that has Fleabag at number one? I sure did. Lane Spurk has pointed out Bob's Burgers did not make the top 100, so maybe the list isn't as crazy as I think. Great point. Boat Hausman said, have they seen Archer or What We Do in the Shadows? I'm going to guess probably not. Descripted commented, guys, Scrubs, period. Amen on that. Descripted and I went back and forth. Descripted said, Scrubs was a revolution in the sitcoms with one of the better endings I've ever seen, but it kind of disappeared. Scrubs was indeed fantastic. I forget that it's 21st century. The reason why, my wife is a physician and she was a resident at the time JD and Turk were residents. So I always associate that with us getting married in the late 90s. But I looked it up. Scrubs started in 2001. By the way, from a doctor's point of view, she always says Scrubs is the most realistic show. Sure, it's a little cartoony at times, but the medicine part and what you deal with at the hospital and working insurance companies, everything, she always said it was the most realistic medical show. So as I drove to get my coffee at National Donut Chain this morning, I started thinking about the list again, and I'm not going to go full 20, but I've got a top 7 for you. Here's my list, and I've actually put thought into this now. I'll remind you on the list I discussed yesterday. If you missed it, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. Atlanta was on the list. Atlanta's a fine show, but we're clearly being pretty broad with how we're defining comedy, so I'm going to accept that premise. Number 7 on the Johnny Mac list of the top comedy shows of the 21st century. How about The Daily Show with Jon Stewart? People paid a lot of attention to that, and it has seen disciples, everything from Sam B to John Oliver to a lot of what the late night shows do now, Seth Meyers. Plus, in the NFL, they call it a coaching tree that goes back to all the people that worked for the 49ers way back when under Bill Walsh. Look at The Daily Show tree from Jon Stewart. People like Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, John Oliver, Sam B. Rolling Stone actually has a list of the top 25 Daily Show correspondents. Ed Helms on this list. Lewis Black on the list. So, you know, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, number 7. At number 6, I'm going to list a show that most people say is hilarious, and clearly the person at the center of the show has had tremendous influence on comedy in the 21st century. Have you heard of Chappelle's Show? How is that not on the list? Say no more. Number 5 on the Johnny Mac list, Peep Show. The Brits are like, yeah, of course, man. The Yanks are like, what are you talking about? Just go on Hulu and watch Peep Show already. Just trust me on this. Number four, Scrubs, as discussed several seconds ago. Number three, I'm going with the Office US version. Number two, Community. I think Community is so out of the box and so funny and so rewatchable and so just great. Community number two. But I'm going to kiss the ring, even though personally I prefer Community over the UK version of The Office. Ricky Gervais reinvented the sitcom for the 21st century. Single shot, fake documentary. It's influenced a lot of things. Modern Family, you guys ever watch The Office? I think you did. Parks and Rec, you guys ever watch The Office? I think you did. What We Do in the Shadows, have you ever seen The Office? Pretty sure you have. The Office UK has to be number one on this list. Not on my list at all. Fleabag. Feel encouraged to chime in. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast. From Fox News, your home for comedy news, Bill Burr was on his own podcast, and he started commenting on the John Gruden thing. John Gruden, the coach of the Oakland Raiders. Sorry, I live in the past. Las Vegas Raiders. Excuse me. He was upset with a tweet from a, quote, white female who labeled the Super Bowl winning former NFL coach as mediocre. I don't know if this was a real tweet or if it's a real person, but what Bill Burr said was, to act like this guy's a mediocre coach is not the case. He's one of the best coaches of his generation. Say what you want about the guy socially, but don't come after his football record if you're not an effing football person. I cannot effing believe the white woman had the effing nerve to sit there and go, classic mediocre effing white male. How many ladies' nights did you go to where you didn't have to pay a cover and somebody bought you an effing drink? That level of whining. Women of color, I will listen to all effing day long, but I always make sure that I remind those white ladies that you're riding in the same chariot that I'm riding. Let Bill's words speak for themselves. From the LA Times, the founder of West Hollywood's venerable comedy club, The Laugh Factory, is calling on comedians to rally behind Dave Chappelle. By the way, this Dave Chappelle thing has now made it all the way to my mother, who's 83, and just an hour ago asked me, what's going on with Dave Chappelle? And I tried to explain it to her, and I tried to walk her through the bit about the car from two specials ago with the letters in the car. Won't even touch that. And then I tried to explain to her the gender controversy that's going on now. She's from another time. Laugh Factory Club founder Jamie Masada is disappointed with the divisions penetrating through the comedy business. He's imploring comedians, their managers, and comedy club owners across the country to build support for Chappelle from his own kin and those who truly understand him. What we are witnessing is an attack on the independence of comedy and the freedoms that make comedy the most organic, non-commercial form of entertainment. If we don't stand up for one another, it won't be just one of us that loses the freedom. It'll be all of us. Once this freedom is gone, the doors of comedic expression will be sealed shut. There's no going back. Dave deserves the same freedoms that we all enjoy, the ones that make comedy what it is and provoke perspective shifts time and time again. Masada promised that he and the entire Laugh Factory team, by the way, Jamie Masada enjoys promotion. He and the entire Laugh Factory team will always support comics, including Chappelle. However, it was at Masada's club in 2006, the LA Times writes, that Seinfeld alum Michael Richards unleashed his infamous racist rant. Remember that one? Masada banned the actor from the club and enabled Richards' cancellation. Masada holds himself partially accountable for the backlash against offensive remarks. We will stand by our comedians through thick and thin, through rain and shine, through scrutiny and praise. Dave has brought joy to millions of fans across the world and inspired an entire generation of comedians. I know Dave's character and I know his heart. He's a gentle soul and one that only wishes to make the world look at the mundane differently, the normal abnormally, and the black and white in color. There is not a hateful thread in Dave's DNA. Meanwhile, several trans employees at Netflix organized a walkout on Wednesday. But get this. A counter-protest showed up, this from Bloomberg. By mid-morning, a crowd of protesters and counter-protesters had gathered outside of a Netflix office in Los Angeles. The two sides were shouting over each other with lines, some chanting, "Trans Lives Matters," and others saying, "Jokes are funny." Now, wherever you stand on this, if you have enough time to go to Netflix headquarters to be part of the pro-Dave Chappelle rally, you have too much time. John Cleese is in trouble. This from We Got This Covered. He made a joke about Ford investing $320 million at a factory In Merseyside, John Cleese tweeted, "Delighted to see Ford is creating 500 more jobs on Merseyside. Let's hope nobody half-inches the plant." So what's the issue? Apparently, half-inch is slang for stealing. The stereotype is that people from Liverpool are prone to stealing. The joke did not land and has upset some people. One called it a crap joke. If you enjoy what I do here, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I was thinking about my coffee buying experience. I have become less social. I use the app now. Now, I used to not use the app. I went out of my way to be friendly. I would walk into National Donuts chain. I'd be super friendly. "Hey, how you doing? Yeah, please. Can I get a large iced coffee with caramel and milk?" And I would try and chat these people up. And what I've learned is a lot of the people working at the National Donuts chain at 6:30 in the morning, they're not looking to be my friend. They're just looking to be miserable. I'm sorry. If you work at National Donuts chain, I would love to talk to you and be friendly with you. Maybe even have, you know, one of those quick relationships like gas station guy. I don't know his name, but I talk to gas station guy for like 5 minutes every time I get gas. You know that. But the National Donuts chain people, not looking to be your friend. And I don't mean because they're busy. They're just miserable. So I use the app when I get a coffee, and you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back Sunday night. Will there be a season 12 after this season 11? Larry David couldn't say yes or no yet. He said, "I said the same thing after season one. I don't know." One of the showrunners says, "Basically, Larry puts all the ideas he likes into one season of Curb. So when the season's over, he's used all the ideas that he likes. So why would he ever do another season?" The producer laughed and said, "Because he's the only person on the planet that doesn't think he's going to have more good ideas. So this is definitely the end until it's not. I'd bet on Larry having a few more good ideas." Susie Essman said, "I'll do this until my dying day. I don't need any convincing. It's up to Larry. It's Larry's world. I'm only living in it." From Chortle, Robert Webb of Peep Show, again, Americans watch Peep Show, he had to quit Strictly Come Dancing because of his heart problems. Medics told the 49-year-old Robert Webb that he's not well enough to compete any further. This story is about 6 days old. I only just saw it. 2 years ago, Robert Webb underwent an emergency operation when a routine checkup for the Channel 4 sitcom Back, oh, by the way, Back was really good. I forgot about that one, found a heart murmur caused by a mitral valve prolapse. Announcing his withdrawal from the BBC competition Strictly Come Dancing, Webb said, "I'm extremely sorry to have to announce that I'm withdrawing due to ill health 2 years ago. I had open heart surgery, and although I believed I was fit enough to take on Strictly and its demanding schedule, it became clear I'd bitten off way more than I could chew for this stage in my recovery. I had begun to feel symptoms that led me seek an urgent consultation with my heart specialist, and it was her view that it would be better for the sake of my health to step back from the show. I'm a big fan of his work. I hope his health continues to be okay." His co-star from Peep Show, Izzy Sooty, she said there was almost a movie and there was almost a spinoff. She was speaking to Always Be Comedy to promote her new novel, Jane Is Trying. She says plans were so advanced that she was asked if she'd film in New York where her character, Dobby, had moved. Spoilers, Americans. Hey, it happens at some point in the series. You had 20 years. Why didn't you watch it by now? Izzy said at one point they were going to do a Peep Show film. They were talking about doing it when Dobby went to New York, and they said, "Would you like to film in New York?" And I said, "Yes." Imagine if I'd said, "I'd really like to do a film, but I won't film in New York." Again, for whatever reason, it didn't get made. I'm still up for it. I'd be up for it, definitely. As the years go on, I think maybe they could do a special. Earlier this year, there were also tentative plans for a spinoff focused around Dobby. But Sooty says the film always seemed to be more of a serious idea than the Dobby spinoff, and she felt it was never meant to be. "The scripts were brilliant, it was really fun, and there were brilliant women who came in to read for the other parts, but I don't think I truly believed it would happen, and then it didn't. I didn't feel like my dreams were shattered. It was so early on and never really developed. Would have been amazing, but I didn't look that far down the line." Another problem with the Dobby spinoff, "I want to hear Mark and Jez's thoughts." That's the premise of Peep Show. "I'm not sure it would have worked quite as well to sustain a whole series. It's the combination of Mark and Jez's thoughts that work." Again, Peep Show, why aren't you watching it? Hulu. Are you in Cleveland? From Cleveland.com, Mass Hysteria, Cleveland's female-run comedy festival, will return tonight for its third year all weekend long. Plenty of fun is planned for the weekend with storytelling shows, comedy workshops, improv performances. Did you hear how he just ripped off John Oliver the way I changed speeds there? I know I have all these things. A lot of my delivery is stolen from my former coworker, Mark Says Hi at Sirius. I have admitted to doing the Conan O'Brien thing where I go, "Here's a topic." "Yeah, here's the topic." And when I just change speeds there, I'll do it again. It's a John Oliver mood here. I'll do it again. Plenty of fun is planned for the weekend with storytelling shows, comedy workshops, improv performances, and more over the course of 3 days. Mass Hysteria will take place at the recently opened Imposters Theater in Tremont. $45 for the whole weekend. Not bad. The festival will feature Dana Norris's show Story Club Cleveland, an improv show called Casually Late Variety Hour. Love it. Mental Illness and Friends and more. 4 workshops will be offered on Sunday, focusing on improv, musical improv, and storytelling. If you're in Cleveland, what else are you doing? From the Laugh Button, the trailer for New Zealand comedian Rhys Darby's special is out. You know Rhys Darby from Flight of the Conchords. He was the manager. He's very funny. His special is called Mystic Time Bird. In the trailer, Darby is seen as an exotic bird, commenting, "There is no creature on Earth that is as free as the bird, until, of course, it gets trapped in your house." Comedy Dynamics describes the special as obscure observations, sound effects, and silly banter as Darby takes you on a fantastical journey into the world of mysticism, past lives, and birds. Mystic Time Bird out on November 2nd. I'll remind you that day. Sticking with New Zealand news, an emergency call made by a 4-year-old boy asked for police to come over. Oh no, what happened? The 4-year-old asked the police to come over and check out his toys. The call begins, "This is the police, where's the emergency?" Then the boy says, "Hi, police lady?" Yes, what's going on? Can I tell you something? I've got some toys for you." "You've got some toys for me?" "Yep, come on over and see them." A man gets on the phone, confirming the call was a mistake, saying the 4-year-old had been helping out while mom was sick. The police dispatch goes out, giving the address. There's a 4-year-old there who wants to show the police his toys. Over. One of the policemen answers and goes, "I'll attend." Constable Kurt showed up at the house, had a good educational chat with the young man about the proper use of the emergency number, which, by the way, in New Zealand is 111. Constable Kurt said he did have cool toys. All right, tomorrow I'm going to dive in on this Monica Lewinsky article Vanity Fair did. I feel kind of like a jerk because I'm reading some of the jokes that they said you shouldn't have said in the first place, but you'll see what I did in context there, and I broke them down. I come in peace, but that's what tomorrow is. And also a long thing about Dane Cook tomorrow that I hadn't intended to do about Dane and Louis C.K. and joke theft. So tomorrow's pretty interesting. Sunday is a normal episode, and you can follow this podcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, Instagram at Daily Comedy News, Facebook groups, Daily Comedy News Podcast. And remember, you're going to share something on Facebook to hook me up. See you tomorrow.